Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I filled out a survey. I thought it was an Amazon website, and it was a pop-up, apparently, from you guys for free AirPods if you take the survey, if I paid the shipping. And now I'm charged for the AirPods.
Okay. All right, ma'am. So to make sure that I have the right account, could you verify that first and last name for me?
Patricia Olson.
Thank you. And can you verify that address, please?
2008 Grand, Everett, Washington.
Thank you. Do you, I have a 2008 address.
Yes, that's it, 2008.
And you said it was 2008 Grand, apartment 304?
Correct.
Is it Everett, Alabama?
Everett, Washington.
Everett, Washington. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, so I see we had our a mini pot for shipping and handling of $5.95 and then the charge
Correct.
For $59.95.
Yes.
That was a 14-day trial. After the 14 days, they will charge you the full price of those earbuds.
That was something I didn't agree to. I didn't. It said free AirPods.
Yes, Mona, I am also looking at the account here. I do see where you stated that you have filed a dispute with your bank.
I have not as yet. It's a credit card.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to issue a refund. The bank would need to call in to verify there is no dispute. Once they verify that, then we will be able to issue a refund, okay?
I haven't filed one. I just found it on my credit card, and I called to see what it was.
Okay. All right, could you hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Yes.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, ma'am. So I do have a question to ask. I do apologize for the hold time. Have you spoke with your bank?
No, it's Citibank credit card.
Or have you filed a
no,
dispute with your credit?
If you don't settle
okay.
with me, I'm going to.
All right, yes, ma'am. So I was just trying to figure out for you because I didn't want to issue a refund and then they issue a refund and then when they do the dispute investigation or whatever, it comes out that they end up taking the money back out of your account. I just didn't want it to look like we took it out twice, okay?
Correct.
Okay. So let's see. All right, let's see here. So, okay. And we'll just, I'm looking here. Okay, so I was taking a look at the account here, and what I could do for you is issue you a 35% refund on that $59.95 charge.
I want the $59.95 back.
All right, could you hold for one moment? I'll reach out to the billing department. Could you hold for me, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am. So thank you for holding for me. So I was taking a look at the account here, and I also did speak with the billing department, and they did advise me that I could go ahead and issue you a 50% refund on the on that charge.
No, thanks.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and turn it into my credit card company.
All right, ma'am. So
right after this, I got scammed on my debit card. I think that you guys are connected, and I think there's something going on.
So I can go ahead and issue you a full refund. You should receive that refund within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
The $59.95?
Yes, ma'am.
Back to my credit card?
Yes, ma'am, within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and what is your name?
Brittany.
Okay. That'll be fine.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, but, you know, you need to know your company is very misleading. I mean, you probably already know that. But that's all I have to say. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome, ma'am. And then the cancellation number that I have for you is C as in Charlie, 05, D as in David, B as in boy, B as in boy, 2, F as in Frank, 494.
2F? B is after the DBB, what is it?
2, F as in Frank, 494.
C05DBB7 or 2F494.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it. You have a good day.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer care. You have a wonderful day as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.